This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Immigrants are said to be among the six people missing and presumed dead now after that cargo ship hit a bridge in Baltimore, collapsing the bridge. Those believed to have died in this tragedy were construction workers. The AP's Norman Hall.
With a fully loaded, nearly 1,000-foot cargo ship barreling toward one of its supports, Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge had little chance it would be standing until the dawn's early light.
Be advised, the entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water.
The 1.6-mile span, named for the composer of the national anthem, the Key Bridge was used by 12 million vehicles last year. The crew of the dolly issued a Mayday call moments before the crash. Shipping expert Captain Michael Burns Jr. says the loss of power experienced by the ship could have crippled multiple functions, including steering.
There really is a few things that are scarier than a loss of power in restricted waters.
According to the shipping information system Equisys, inspectors found a problem with the dolly's machinery in June, but a more recent examination did not identify any deficiencies.
A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and deport migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S. will remain on hold for now. That from a federal appeals court. Court watchers say it looks like the Supreme Court will preserve access to mifepristone, the abortion medication, after oral arguments. Mark Sherman covers the Supreme Court for the AP.
If the court does so, it would leave intact the access to mifepristone, which includes getting the drug through the mail without having to have an in-person visit, and it also includes being able to take it through 10 weeks of pregnancy instead of 7 weeks, which were the old rules for the drug.
A winning Mega Millions ticket sold in New Jersey, a billion-dollar jackpot. This is AP News. To Britain now, where the British Museum is suing a former curator alleged to have stolen hundreds of artifacts from its collections.
Peter Higgs was fired last year after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. Lawyers for the museum says Higgs abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold jewelry, and other items. The 18th century museum in central London is one of Britain's biggest tourist attractions, visited by 6 million people a year. The museum's director resigned and apologized for failing to take seriously enough a warning from an art historian that artifacts from its collection were being sold on eBay. The judge has now ordered Higgs to list or return any items in his possession within 4 weeks and ordered Higgs to disclose his eBay and PayPal records. Higgs has denied the allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.